We'll start in the 1960s and 70s. There was a lot of stereotypes, stigma, and barriers that kept people with various diagnoses separate from their communities. They were not able to gain equal access to full and meaningful lives, which also included opportunities for employment. During this time, the University of California at Berkeley was nationally known as the home of radical politics and progressive social movements. Among the students on the Berkeley campus was Ed Roberts. The university hesitated to admit Ed, as he was severely disabled from polio, which he contracted as a teenager. Ed had virtually no functional movement and was dependent on a respirator to breathe. The school said, "We've tried cripples before, and it didn't work." What are your feelings about how the school responded to Ed? Today, this kind of language and response to a person with a disability would cause many people to speak up. But at the time, this was something that people with disabilities heard frequently.